Earlier this month, the Six Nations community mourned the passing of musical legend and Six Nations community member Robbie Robertson. He was an advocate for the Indigenous community and was an honorary chair committee member on the campaign to raise funds to build a new Woodland Cultural Center. So on the show today, I'm very pleased to get the chance to talk to a good friend of Robbie's. She also sat as a chair member on the Woodland Cultural Center's campaign. She is former Six Nations elected chief Ava Hill. So thank you very much for doing this today, Ava.
Thank you. Good morning, and thanks for asking me.
Firstly, I wanted to ask about your personal experiences with Robbie and what it was like to be able to work with him as a co-honorary chair member on this campaign to build a new cultural center.
Well, I first met Robbie about 6 years ago when we had a homecoming for him here at Six Nations. It was held at the Gathering Place in October 2017, and he was in the community visiting his family. But leading up to that, Jan Burning at Lands Membership and I had worked on helping him get his status, his full status as a member of Six Nations. And so he was also coming down to get his status card. So that was very exciting, and I met him. Tim Johnson had organized an event at his house, and that's where I first met him. And then he went and got his card, and I just found him very down to earth and very grassroots. And you know, we became good friends after that, and we kept in touch. You know, like he was an international star and rock star, and when he came to our community, he was just like one of us. He was one of our Haudenosaunee brothers, and you know, we kept in touch over the years, and became good friends, and he would every once in a while get his manager to email me, find out what was going on in the bush, because he always called the reserve the bush. And I think that comes back probably from his mom, because when I was younger and I moved away to Toronto, there was a whole community in Toronto of people from Six Nations, and whenever we came home, we always say we're going to the bush. So he always talked about that, and in fact, just to about a month before he passed away in July, I sent him an email to wish him happy birthday from all of us at the bush. And so he was glad to receive that. So that, you know, he knew where his roots were, and he was one of us. And I think he was so proud that day that he got his card. And then we had the homecoming, and we had all of our own local musicians, like Derek Miller. It was organized by Jace Martin and Tim. And we had a fantastic show, and the late Mark LaForme was there. I'd never seen Mark so excited to perform in front of the audience meeting the Six Nations women singers. It was a wonderful day, and Robbie really truly enjoyed it. And I think he really enjoyed being in the community and being recognized by the community, and also being able to show them all his status card. But as I said, we kept together, and then last year I was asked to co-chair a capital campaign to build a new cultural center in Brantford, Woodland Cultural Center. As you know, we held the Save the Evidence campaign, and we refurbished the residential school. It's going to open next year for tours. That was a 6-year campaign, but it's completed now. And so we said, well, we're expecting tons of people to come in for tours. So we said, well, we need a new cultural center, because the one there, people in the community will know, it's very old. It was actually used as classrooms for the residential school. So we're starting that campaign, and we recruited some other people, Lon Jameson from the community, who was associated with the Bank of Montreal, and John Davey, whose dad used to teach here, Dennis Davey. He's with the Scotia Bank, and they're both on our committee. And Premier Kathleen Wynne had initially joined us, but took a break for the summer, so we're hoping she can continue to support us. And Salah Bashir, who's a philanthropist that lives in Paris, is also involved in it. So I said, we need an honorary chairperson. I said, well, let me ask Robbie. This was a year ago. So I asked him, and he said, did you send him all the material and everything? And he said, yeah, he would be happy to lend his name to it. And we were hoping that, you know, we're going to do it in phases, and we were hoping that we would have been able to get him or him and some of his family to come up at different events that we have. But as I said, we're just kicking it off. We just had our soft launch in June, and unfortunately we lost Robbie, and he's not going to be able, but we're, you know, I've been talking to his wife, and I want to thank them, because as people know, the family asked that donations be made in Robbie's memory to the new cultural center, the building of the new cultural center, and donations have been coming in and still are. And so we're talking about doing a celebration of life at some point. And so I'll keep in touch with his family and hopefully we can get them up here sometime. But you're right, it was a sad loss for the community. And you know, I was very upset for a few days. Everybody was like in shock. But his wife assured me that he was steady and he was at peace. And so that brings a little comfort. But sad loss for not only our community, but for all around the world, musicians around the world, and particularly for Indigenous people across the country, because he was such an inspiration and a role model to so many of those up-and-coming young musicians. And we're hoping that with this new cultural center, it will be a legacy and a place for those guys to go and girls to go and perform.
And talking about the campaign, what was it like to have a person of his stature involved in this campaign, and what kind of impact was able to come from that?
Well, it was very important to have him because, as you know, he was, and you can tell from the tributes that are still on social media every day, that the impact he had with some very high profile people was immense. And for, you know, and a lot of them are making donations. I don't have a listing yet of who all have made donations, but it's made a huge impact. And as I said, donations have been coming in. People have been leaving checks at the band office. And I even, at the police station, I got a call and they said, somebody left $50 here. So, we're slowly getting contacts from people. We got a contact from people in New York. And so not only is it helping with the financial part of it, but it's helping to promote our campaign and what we're doing. And it's going to be, even though Robbie's not here, he's still going to be a big part of it. You know, we want a state-of-the-art, as I said, state-of-the-art building for our musicians. And so people can come and learn about our history and our culture. And I think in his later years, that's what Robbie wanted the most. He was very proud of who he was. And he wanted to, his music reflected that. And he wanted people to know our history and our culture. And I think this new cultural center will be a place to do that. And to have his name associated with it when he's so internationally famous, and he's got some very, very high-profile associates who loved him dearly, like Martin Scorsese, who he's worked with. He worked with him initially on The Last Waltz, and I think they became good friends after that. And Robbie's done the musical score on a number of Scorsese's films, including like The Gangs of New York and others, and then the one that's coming out soon, which is Killers of the Flower Moon. So to have his name associated with us, not only does it bring prominence to Woodland Cultural Center, but it brings prominence to the importance of the history and the culture of the Haudenosaunee people, but also of our community and of our Indigenous people all around the world, and the struggles that we've had and that we continue to have.
Do you know the amount of extra funding that is came in after his passing, and can you talk about where we might see those extra funds go?
Well, we're just starting right now. We had a meeting yesterday, and I think they told me that so far there's been donations up to about 45,000. I don't know who's donated yet because it's happened so fast and furious. And the staff are, in a whirlwind up there just trying to get everything together. So that was the latest report I got. What was the other part of your question?
Just where we will see the extra funding go.
Oh, okay. So as I said, we started our campaign last year and we had no money. We're starting from $0. The cultural center has its own operating dollars and the staff, as I might add, are very poorly paid up there. They have a very scarce budget, but we're working specifically to raise money for the new cultural center on the capital campaign. And we had gone out last year and solicited with a number of businesses and corporations, and some have given one-time donations. Like we got money from First Nations Engineering. We've got some from different businesses that we all know or that we've done business with. And we were able to get, Six Nations is business partners with. And we were able to get enough money to get two row architect to do the drawings of a new center, and also to get a consultant to work on the business plan, which we hope will be finalized this weekend. We've also our initial funding has been used for that, and we've hired a part-time coordinator. Her name is Alicia Longboat. And so we're planning to hit the road running as soon as the business plan done and meet with the federal government and the provincial government. And we've invited a number of federal MPs to come and visit. Some of them have been already. Adam Van Kuverden was down here. I have Pam Dimoff, who's the parliamentary secretary to the Minister of Public Safety. She'll be here on Tuesday. And next Thursday, Charles Souza, who's a former Minister of Finance in Ontario and now a federal MP, and Minister Karina Gould will be here. And then the following week, we have Vince Badaway, who's the parliamentary secretary of Indigenous Services, coming. So we want them all to have that firsthand experience of touring the school and looking at the current site and understanding our need for a new site. And so when we get our plan ready and we head to Parliament Hill to advocate for dollars, then they'll be there as the champions for us. And we also had the provincial minister of tourism, sport and culture come down, Minister Neil Lumsden. He was down here on August 8th. And so we're working with both governments because we're hoping the biggest chunk will come from them. And now that the donations coming in Bobby's memory, is going to be a big boost to that. So that money will be used as I said, we've got the business plan done and we're going to start. It's going to cost us about $65 million to build a new center. That's what our estimates are. And so we're hoping to do it in phases. So as we raise the money, we'll complete portions of it. It will be located behind the current center. And the one that's there now will be torn down eventually. But we'll open a new center in phases and have events, and we'll hope the community will stand behind us and support us. So once we start, get the business plan done and that, then we'll need money, of course, to do some promotion and whatnot. And we're hoping to have a gala next spring, which is something we talked about last year, and to do it in celebration of Robbie Roberson. So, we need money to do promotions and campaigns and some travel, but the bulk of it is going to be to build a new center.
And you've talked about how he really was a proud member of the Six Nations community. Can you talk about maybe how Six Nations might have helped shaped his musical career and the impact that it had on himself and his songwriting and his storytelling abilities?
Yeah, and he said that himself in a number of interviews. Like, his mother was from here and lived in Toronto. I think she went there when she was 15 or something. And so he grew up in Toronto, and he said that he came back here many times because he still has family here. I think they're Mikes that live down on Second Line or something. And he said when he was a young man, he used to come and he said everybody, they'd have, sit around the house and whatnot. And he said everybody was playing either a guitar or a banjo or singing. And I think that's where he picked it up. And he said that he told himself one day, he said, I want to do that. And so, he was lucky. The creator gave him that musical talent, not only to play the guitar, but to write music. And then another time he said he's also sitting around hearing the stories from elders about the peacemaker and that. And he said that one day he wanted to be able to tell stories like that. So I think it really guided him, not only in his musical career when he was a young man coming back here and finding out from other people and watching other people, but also from listening to the elders. And, he wanted to project that as he got older. And I think that's what, he's always maintained it. That's where he started. If you look at many of the interviews he's done in the past few years, this is where it started at Six Nations when he came here on the weekends. And he's always maintained that contact. And he was here in 1996, and he toured around. I think there was a tour that was organized by Elaine Bomberry. And you may know he went up to the Woodland Cultural Center at that time and took a tour. And he met with some of the musicians here. And I understand he sat along the riverbank down at Chiefswood Park with the Six Nations women singers and was singing. So he's always, Six Nations has always been in his heart. And I think it's always been an influence on who he, on his musical career and who he became as a proud Haudenosaunee man.
That's awesome. And just lastly, can you talk about how important it is for really the Indigenous community as a whole to have role models like Robbie Roberson, who is able to showcase his abilities as an artist and storyteller? And he was able to do that so well. And just seeing him have so much pride in being Indigenous and being able to pass that on to the next generation?
Well, I've said this before. I've talked that when he was receiving awards, I said, he's a role model for all Indigenous people. Youth and strong ambassador for Indigenous people, but particularly in inspiration, and he gives that hope and inspiration which we need to give to our young people. you know, everybody knows what we've gone through with colonization and the residential school era and the theft of our land and, you know, the social issues that we continue to deal with as a result of all of that stuff, particularly the residential schools where kids were, you know, had their language taken, their culture taken, and, they were abused and they weren't taught how to love. And so, you know, there's that intergenerational trauma that comes out of that. And I think that we're in a position now where we need to break that cycle and give all the young people hope and inspiration to say that if you dream big and you work hard, you can do it and get on that right path. And I think that's one of the reasons I got involved in this. I'm also involved in a lot of sporting areas just to give that hope and inspiration to the young people. And I think that's what Robbie did. You know, like he was from the bush. He'll tell you, I'm from the bush. If he was here, he'd say, I'm from the bush. And he went on to become an international rock star with some pretty high-profile people in the world, not only in the country or, you know, in the province, but in the world. And as I said, tributes are still coming in. And he didn't, when he was here, he didn't say, like, I'm a big rock star, I need this, I need that. He was just one of us. And I think that's, you know, part of his grounding, too. And so, when somebody like that can become a big international rock star and use that to not only project our history and our culture, but also to promote us, and certainly it's like our professional hockey players and all that. You know, all of those people are inspirations, and our professional lacrosse players. To give those young people that hope and inspiration, let's break that cycle of intergenerational trauma, and let's help to build more international stars and more professional athletes who can proudly carry the Haudenosaunee flag and sing the Haudenosaunee songs and tell the Haudenosaunee stories. And I think that's certainly what Robbie has done. And not only, but, you know, he's done that for our community, but he has been a role model and inspiration for Indigenous people across the country. I know that for a fact because many of them have contacted me and, you know, after he passed, and they were all just in awe of him and the talent and the accolades and the awards and everything. And everyone was very saddened when he passed. So, but he's had a huge influence on Indigenous people, but also all non-Native musicians that he's played with throughout the year. So he was a real, he was a good guy. He was a character, and I think he'll be remembered for a long, long time, not only for the band and what he did with the band and the last waltz, but also as what he's done for our people.
Very well said, Ava. And I want to thank you again for doing this. And I thank you for the work that you're doing. And also a really big thank you to Robbie Robertson and his family for continuing to support and advocate for this campaign to build a new Woodland Cultural Center.
Okay, thank you. And we'll keep you guys posted on our progress as we move along on any events coming up.